I looked over the lessons for this Sunday, the question always comes to me, how do you tie them together? In the liturgies that we have to use, an lectionary says the lessons for us. The concept is they tie together, they harmonize. They don't jar with each other. They give you a pleasant and complete understanding. How does the story of David and the story of Jesus, who feeds the multitudes, how do they fit together? What's the common link? What's there in them? Anybody got any ideas? The word Messiah, or Christ. The word from the Hebrew meant the anointed one. That's what it means in the Greek. The anointed one. The anointed one of God. David is a Messiah, a Christ figure to his people. So is Jesus. Paul suggests that that Christ figure continues on. Remember Stan Sullivan? He used to be here. Some of you remember Stan. Great sense of humor. Good preacher. But they tell a story about him, and he told me it was a true story. That one Sunday in Nanana, he's in his typical preaching style, he's saying to people, "Who is Jesus? You know who Jesus is?" And he constantly is asking this question. And there's this little girl about 5 years old who looks up now and then. She's down on her knees using the pew as her table. She has her colored crayons and her charts and she's busy. But Stan asks the question maybe one time too many. And she turns around and looks up at him and says, "Stan, everybody knows who Jesus is." The question is today, who is this Jesus that we talk so glibly about? Who is he? Who is this Christ figure? See, there's the linkage. What is the Christ figure? In David, and in Jesus, and in each of you. When Bishop Charleston would preach, quite often he'd say, "Christian," pointing out that we, each one of us, bears that title and that name. And in so doing, also bears the responsibility that goes with it. Christian. There are things that we can talk about. There are things we don't talk about. The deepest nature of God we don't talk about because we don't understand it. We don't have words for it. That's why perhaps John takes the story of the feeding of the thousands, the great multitudes, and gives us a new language to talk about. 3 Sundays ago, we were talking about the Gospel of Mark. And I don't know if you noticed in that passage from Mark, we read a portion of it, and then we skip about 9 verses, and we go on to the tail end of the passage. And what we were skipping over was this feeding of the 5,000. Because we're going to pick it up with John. Now, what Mark tells us in 9 verses, John spends a whole chapter on it. Last Sunday, chapter 6 of John, portion of it. This Sunday, chapter 6 of John, a little bit more of it. Next Sunday and the Sunday following that, we're still going to be talking about John and the feeding of the multitudes. What's the linkage? What's the linkage? What does it mean? I suggest that John gives us some vocabulary to use. in the Gospel of John, we have the sayings that have come to be known as the signs in John. And they all begin with the words, I am. And this is the first of those seven. They're familiar to all of us. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. We hear that at every funeral. That's the way we begin. It's called the anthem. You come in. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Now, if these are pictures of the Christ, and we're called to be Christian, to show Christ to the world, how do these affect us? I am the bread of life. Not this physical bread, but the spiritual bread. How are we as individuals feeding our families, our friends, and the world? Are we Christ's in the world? You know, as a deacon, the nice thing about being a deacon is we get the last word at every service. What do I mean by that? We stand at the back, or we stand up here, and we say, go in peace, the love and serve the Lord. And the people say, thanks be to God, or hallelujah. I remember standing back there one Sunday and saying, go in peace, love, and serve the Lord. And this little tiny kid, you know, and kids are honest enough to really tell you what they believe. Little kid standing on the pew looks up and he says, I've been waiting for those words. It's over. I'm going. Those words from the deacon mean historically, not just because they come from you, but historically, go out into the world in peace and love, serving Christ, whatever the dismissal words are. What light are we carrying out into the world? If Jesus was the light of the world, what light are we carrying? In a world that needs lightness and light and vision. I am the door. You know, there's a lot of people today who call themselves Christian and they're shutting doors all the time in people's faces rather than opening doors. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. Scott knows that I don't like sheep. I was a poor shepherd, but I know what a good shepherd should be. I am the resurrection and the life. What resurrections have you taken part in? What hopes do you bring back up? What lives do you help people lead? How do you show people a way, truth, and life? I am the true vine. How do you as individuals promote togetherness, connection? Or do we go around cutting connections? Who do you say Jesus is? Because whatever you say, and your actions tell us the world. The world may only see Christ in their neighbors. Instead, when Mahatma Gandhi was going to school in England, he liked some of what he heard from Christians, but he also didn't like some of the things he saw. There were people who, even though he was from India, had their own caste system. They had prejudices, color, creed, spoke to the words that their Creator and their Messiah had said. You may be the only Christ your neighbor knows. And so as we go through this year, we look at these seven signs. You know, seven signs is a good word. You're lost, you look for the signs on the street. What is the sign that you're hearing? Are you saying something that's positive, that's constructive of God? Or are you saying, no, it ain't here? When you leave this church today, what are you carrying out with you to your neighbors? Now, some of you who got a chance to go to our general conference and heard about it, and one of the things they're saying is the church is going to do more about evangelism, and we're going to have lay evangelists. Nothing new in it. You notice in that passage we read in your book of the bulletin today, the insert, the different gifts that God gives people. He doesn't talk about offices in the church. He doesn't talk about priests and deacons and bishops or laymen. He talks about gifts of prophecy, of teaching, leadership, of evangelism. And those are gifts that people are given. And all too often, we as Christians sell our hands and say, I can't do that. God gives you some gifts. When you go apply for a job, you don't tell your prospective employer, I can't do the job, but I'm a nice guy, give me a job. You sell yourself. You tell people what you can do. Yet as Christians, we constantly are saying, well, I can't do that. God calls us in many different ways. And if we are to be reflections of God, Greek Orthodox priest one time opened his billfold and said, you know, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, I do this. And he opened his billfold, and in the back of it, he took a piece of broken mirror. He said, I always carry this. He says, it's broken because I'm a broken person. But he said, it was part of a great whole. And he said, and I look at it and say, is this Christ in the world today? You look in the mirror in the morning. Is this Christ in the world today? Is this the Christ you're going to show your family? Is this the Christ your neighbor is going to see? I call the mirror test for this man. So one day we leave here, we go out the memory. I am the bread of life. What are you feeding people? Are you the door? Are you opening doors? Sliding doors? All of these words, these seven signs, these seven signs of the Gospel of John. Think about these things today and the rest of the week.